You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So the Yanks are playing at, what, 3:07, Dove? Yeah. So the pregame show is going to start at 2:25 with Susan. So rather than ending at 2, I will just take it up to 2:25, make the handoff there. Yankee pregame. Yanks try to get one today. Max Fried on the mound, 10-2. With a 1.92 ERA. Obviously, a massive couple of days here for the Mets. We'll weave them in a little later. Second interview with Mike Brown today for those Knicks. And, you know, not many options on the free agent front because of the money. You know, they've got some exceptions, some mid-level veteran stuff. But the Knicks are trying to remake things here. And, you know, hopefully they get a coach before they actually do that. But Mike Brown, I know he impressed in the first one, and he's going to be, Dolan's going to be in there today. So looks like we will get a chance to chat with Ian Begley a little later. I know he's got some TV commitments, et cetera, but we got a lot going on. BT and Sound on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number. Now, if you just tuned in, think about this, guys. Obviously, you watched the Yankees last night, frustrated at a litany of mistakes. You know, Volpe had a rough night. Rodon, you know, was grinding, but just, you know, just not very economical at all, which forces the Yankees to get to their bullpen a little. I'm getting a little tired, honestly, of watching Mark Leiter pitch so much. Why does Mark Leiter pitch so much? I feel like every night, and I watch the Yankees every night, I think every night Mark Leiter's pitching, Tim Hill's warming up, and then Tim Hill is eventually pitching. But the thing about that game last night, right, is, you know, Aaron Judge is left on the the on-deck circle with a chance to come and do some damage and maybe win the game. Well, if that final out is not made, they're not going to pitch to Aaron Judge. Now batting number 99, the right fielder Aaron Judge. Oh, they're going to walk him as he strides the home plate. There's the fist from the ump, from the manager. Put him on, free pass. So this needs to be addressed and rectified and changed now. Now, they very well might, could, should, will, whatever, perhaps be an external option that is imported here by Cashman before it's all said and done. But you cannot mess around any longer. I'd bump him up to 2. Bellinger looks like he's got that locked-in look, and he's had that for a little bit after a rough start to his Yankee career. Hitting the ball well. He can run in addition to that. So with Grisham going down, I'm going to run out a trio to start. I'm going to give Dominguez some runways to lead off. Then I'm going Judge, and then I'm going Bellinger, and I'll go from there. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Rich is in Manhawken, on the Fan with BT and Sal. What's going on there, buddy? How are you, Rich?
Hey, BT. How are you? Thanks.
I'm good.
First, I just want to say I saw you guys at Fanatics Fest. You were great to the kids, so we really appreciate it. They're listening now because of it, so I really appreciate you for that.
Listen, I love seeing a kid. Love meeting the listeners of WFAN, but especially the kids. That's awesome. Glad they had a good time. What do you got?
Now, I think when we're looking at the Judge thing, we got to think about the lefties that are surrounding him and really need to back up Stanton up to Judge, because if they bring in a lefty from the pen, then you got, you know, you're just going to get the lefty to get Jazz out. At least if you have Stanton right behind him, then you got Stanton against the lefty. So I think going left-right normally works. But in this situation, I think they got to put a righty right in behind Judge to kind of prevent that lefty from coming in.
You know what, Rich? I would say, yeah, if it was a righty that I truly trusted here, and I know Stanton's eventually going to tag a few lasers and a few 460-foot missiles with an exit velo. Thanks for the call, man. And thanks to the kids for coming out. Good to meet them. Hopefully they keep listening to the fan, and we got a few new fans here. But Stanton's not the answer for a team that's trying to win a World Series, batting behind Aaron Judge. I'm not saying that there won't be nights where that wouldn't be rewarded. It will be, all right? But, you know, he can't move, and I'm just not looking for that. And, you know, listen, the high-leverage situation, you know, seventh inning, eighth inning, ninth inning, all right, you're going to be faced with that a little bit here. But Bellinger, he wears out lefties. So there's that. I mean, that's why I'm not putting Jazz anywhere near behind Aaron Judge myself, because I don't like the way he looks at just too many wild, empty swings where he misses the ball by a mile. Bellinger is an absolute professional hitter from, you know, from the left side of the box against lefties and righties, and that's what I would do. You know, again, will you get burned here and there by the occasional just flat-out nasty lefty? I mean, of course, it's baseball. But I think the greater issue would be more resolved than not with Bellinger behind him. Steve's in Homedale, New Jersey. What's happening, Steve?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, BT, big fan.
Thank you. What's cooking?
I'd like to make 2 points, if I will. First of all, actually, I totally agree with your proposed lineup. Dominguez, even when he doesn't get a hit, he works the count. He's got tremendous speed. I like Bellinger and back of Judge. Want to make two quick points, though. Last year, the Yankees suffered because of two guys that were complete dead wood. Those guys were Rizzo and Verdugo. Now, Rizzo and Verdugo this year were replaced by Goldschmidt and Bellinger. I think the reason the Yankees have fallen so precipitously is that when you look at all the Yankee averages right now,
yep,
they're all kind of hitting where you'd expect, you know, 240,
250, 230. Yep.
Exactly. I think from the offensive standpoint, the Yankees' precipitous slump has been because of Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt is now hitting like Rizzo. I mean, he was hitting 350, 360.
Yeah.
And while we knew that was an aberration,
yeah,
he has just gone ice cold.
Yeah,
the other
he has.
Point I want to make, Gary, yeah, and one other point, Brandon, I'll certainly listen to your answer.
Go ahead.
Hand up. The problem with Volpe and Chisholm is they literally have no plan when they get up there. It's wild swings. And, okay, sure, Jazz came from another organization. But I don't know what the hell they're teaching Volpe. Maybe Volpe could, even though he's in a terrible slump,
yeah,
maybe Volpe could still watch Goldschmidt shorten his swing. You've got home run hitters in Volpe and Bellinger and Goldschmidt used to be.
Mm-hmm.
These guys shorten their swing.
both feet is swinging from the heels.
Yeah.
He never, you know, he's either swings at a high fastball, swings right through it, and then a pitch toward the outside part of the plate. He rolls over
and
hits the ground. And
yes, he does.
Short.
Yes, he does.
I think the Yankees need to bring in somebody to work with Volpe, because to me, there's too much to unlock there. And I think he could be so much better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Steve, maybe they could wait until Anthony Volpe retires and they could bring in somebody to help him. The hell are they waiting for? Bring somebody in. Thanks for the call. I agree. I mean, there's certain players who came in with some hype where you just watch them and you're like, all right, the hype was not justified. Anthony Volpe should be better than this. You know, and I've talked a lot about Anthony over the last couple of months, and even last year. You know, like it's year three, it's now the middle of the season, he's had a ton of at-bats, and, you know, I didn't need him to burst on the scene and, you know, hit 270 in year one, and 295 in year two, and 309 in year three. I don't need that trajectory, but there's a lot of at-bats, and, you know, there's a lot of evidence that he has not cleaned up what has afflicted him so far. And we all know that. You know, missing the letter high fastball and chasing the slider on the outside part of home plate. It's a big problem. Either rolling over to short, which is what the last caller said, and he's absolutely right. It's when you try to pull an outside, you know, change up or whatever. I mean, any pitch, really. But certainly one with movement that's going away from you. You try to pull it, and you roll it over. Your hands, you just bang it right into the ground. That it's generally a 2-3-4 hopper to short. And you can even roll one over hard, and it like, oh, wow, I hit that hard. Yeah, but it's still a rollover. I see that with kids a lot. Hey, I got that on the barrel. Yeah, but you rolled it over. It's not going to work out when you're older. Trust me. So I don't know. The problem with Anthony is that the things that he brings to the table are not being used enough because he's not on base enough. I mean, Anthony Volpe should be a 35 steal. You know, he should be. I would even say maybe 40. I mean, look at his minor league success. Now, obviously, you know, catchers are different, whatever. But the reason the minor league steal numbers were incredibly high for Anthony Volpe is because he was on base a lot more in the minors, which gave him a chance to run more than he is in the majors. You know, I know he doesn't have a rocket at short. Yeah, if, you know, Lombard is the real, I saw he's going to the Futures game as well, George Lombard Jr., so if he's the real deal in a year or two, and I mean the real, real deal, and we'll see if he is. I mean, I like the early returns, but we'll see. If that's the case, you know, I mean, maybe Volpe's got to be punted over to second base. I mean, there's value there. I'd like to see a few more bunts. I'd like to see a different approach. There's definitely a lot off right now, and there has been a little bit with him. But, you know, the onus is inevitably on him to fix it. I know he's trying. Because he's got an incredible work ethic, and he's an incredibly diligent young man who you could see it's killing him what's happening. But the Yankees have to also assist him and find out what philosophy they actually want him to adhere to. I mean, the worst thing in the world is when Volpe comes up, chasing the launch angle. What? What are we doing? What? What are we doing with him? No, man. We should be spraying line drive bullets from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. And then when you're feeling good, you throw something inside, pull the hands in, boom, hit a long, surprising home run to left. Or, bang, pepper that short spot to right field. That's the hitter that we should see. But he definitely does not have a defined plan. I do agree with that. Let me get John and Brick, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's happening, John?
Hey, BT, how are you?
All right, what's cooking?
With regarding to Bellinger hitting behind Judge, I think we should keep him in front of Judge because I think there's so much upside with him in his batting with his offense. And if you keep him in front of Judge, he's hitting much better when he hits in front of Judge.
Yeah, but what's more? Hold on a second. Let's have a conversation, John. I think that I know what you mean. So as Bellinger's starting to unlock things and he's been on a nice run, and we know he can run. He's got good speed, but all those things, right? Credible, for sure. Good right. Two-strike approach. But I am more concerned with keeping Aaron Judge in a position to swing than, you know, a 10-12% increase from Bellinger. That's just me.
Right, but if you only have Aaron Judge hitting, then it's not going to help. You want Bellinger also to be hitting. Like, you got to have
I understand that. But what?
Hitting, right? You got to find someone else to put behind Judge.
What, why?
Just have
hold on a second.
Bellinger and Judge are the only two pieces you play with.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Bellinger won an MVP. Now, he's not that guy anymore. But, I mean, Bellinger's going to hit 201 if he hits behind Judge. He'll be all right.
No, I'm not saying that. But you can't have everybody on the team hitting under 250 besides for Judge.
That's I understand
what we had for
that.
Most of the season.
But I also can't have somebody who's got Aaron Judge's back. I mean, this is now becoming a bit of an epidemic. This is not an overreaction. Got 20 intentional walks. It's July 1. He had 20 all of last year. Now, some managers are just a little more cavalier than others. And Toronto's one of them. I get it. But you got to play Toronto a lot the rest of the series and season and both, really. Three more games here and the season. They're not going away. I still don't know if I take him incredibly seriously from a end of the season, a 162-game threat to win the division. But until the Yankees get some real true separation, on some level you got to take him a little serious. No? 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata on the Fan. Come back, get these Judge calls, start getting into the Mets. Big one with the Brewers tonight. Little Knicks action as well, free agency. Remember the days chasing LeBron like beggars? Oh, God, let's hope LeBron could come and save us. Isn't it a little nice to at least have some scruples and integrity right now? You know, just go out there and get a guy off the bench. Stop begging people to come save us. But Mike Brown does have interview number two today, and James Dolan will be in attendance. And I'll tell you what I think is going to happen from there. BT and Sal on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.